Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Sabrina Williams. I'm your host with Conversations with the Diva with WBDN Media, sponsored by Volante Grant, who is the greatest co-worker in the world and station owner that I know. We are going to start out with some music. Unfortunately, it looks like Blog Talk Radio is having some problems. It's saying we're seeing problems with one of our recording servers, which may interrupt some shows. Our engineering product teams are investigating. We apologize and we'll send updates as we receive them. So let's hope that our callers can call in and see how it goes. We'll see how it works for them. But yeah. And we're going to play some music and we are going to get this on. All right, so here's my intro. Well, that's not working. Anyway, well, Conversations with the Diva is going to be sponsoring NFL 2015 on the road to Super Bowl. We are very excited about this venture. Volante Grant works with the NFL along with her magazine. So we are going to be in San Francisco for the opening of the road to Super Bowl for the opening event. And then the Diva herself will be attending. We're going to try to hit a lot of football games this season. We'll see how God works that and plays that for us. All right. So we'll see how that goes. So let's get that worked out. So we're going to see here what happened. Looks like the show is still working, so we're good with that. So today, as we do this, we're trying to get music and everything going here. And it looks like the station is still working. Hold on. Don't you guys go anywhere. Don't you hate those awkward moments when you're trying to get something to work and you have to keep talking and you're trying to multitask your brain to do 50 things? Well, it looks like it. Oh, no, it's still going. Yay! We are good to go. So I'm going to do this a different way because the Diva is a multi-tasker. So let's see if we can get this to work. All right. So there are going to be some moments of silence, but you guys hold on there. Don't worry. We're still with you people, so that's a good thing. Okay, hold on. I'm going to do this a different way because you know what? There's always a way to get around something. So when we talk about that, we're going to talk about football and my Dallas Cowboys. It is preseason. How are you guys not able to win? I'm just worried about that. That just is very upsetting to me. I expect better. I am just really, really disappointed in you guys. I don't know what to say, except you guys might need some help. So here we go. I know you guys need a lot of help there. All right. So we're still working on this. Don't go away. I love this. All right, so here we go. So what I'm doing is I am actually texting the two people supposed to be on, Molly and Carl. Molly works with women who need transportation, who are trying to get their lives together, and we're going to learn about her and Carl, the comedian, if we can get this to work. But it's not if. I know that I can, and I am not going to lose sleep about it. So it is a good thing. So let me get them going, and here we go. So let's see if they got the message. So what I did is I went on Facebook message, That's such a my phone number. Because see, I'm not techie savvy, but I know that things can work. So let's see if I got this, if I can get them to call me, and then I will put the number together. And we just want to say thank you for my note phone, who just is able to transcend everything. So here we go. Let's see what we got going on here. Don't give up on this yet. Let's see if that's working. Let's see what Blog Talk is doing. Yep, it's still recording us as on air, so Molly may not, she may have given up. But that's okay, so you guys don't give up. We got this. Anyway, so what is the road to Super Bowl? The road to Super Bowl is going to be really fun because it's a culmination. It starts in San Francisco. It usually starts in the city, and they have music and great food, everything. And then from there, what we do is, here we go.
The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Told you I was technically savvy. Don't give up hope yet. Hold on, we got some music. The music is playing. Blog Talk. And I feel bad because our one guest had to call, we had to postpone her, Molly, because we had a problem from before. So let's see what they are doing to us. But that's okay. We're not going to give up.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.
Turn up the world. It's time to get
merge. Okay. We're merging a call, so hold on. Let me do this another way. I'm going to add a call. Hold on. And we're going to play a little bit more music till I got this figured out. I got this, people. Don't worry. This is called technology, and you're smarter than the technology. That's what the point of this is, and I love it. So one more song, and then I got this together. Hold on a second. Okay. Hello? Molly?
Hello.
Hey, Molly, sorry. Blog Talk Radio is having a problem. So I'm going to play one more song and then tell the other person to call in. I haven't forgot you. That's why I put you, sent you a note on Facebook. We're working technology. Technology is not always our friend. Okay, hold on one second. Don't go anywhere. Okay,
all
there
right.
We go. We got it. Okay. All right. We are back. And you know what? I want you to tell you people, I used to be ashamed to have three master's degrees and three bachelor's and a master's. But let me tell you something. When you have a computer information, you are smarter than Block Up Radio because I did this. Okay. All right. On the line, we have Molly. And we also have Carl. Carl, you're going to listen in for a few minutes because Molly was first. Sorry about the delay. We appreciate you guys. But what I want you guys to go ahead and do is Molly's going to go first and introduce yourself, tell everybody where you're from, and and then we'll go into the interview. So take about 30 seconds, each of you. Molly, go ahead, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm calling tonight from Chicago. I'm the founder of an organization called Women with Drive Foundation, and what we do is we help women transition off welfare by providing them skills in order to get themselves literally moving forward.
All right. And Carl?
Hey, this is Carl Hunter out of Houston, Texas. I'm a local comic, and I look like entertaining people, and I also lift up people. I motivate people. So I'm just me, right?
All right. And Carl was originally referred to me from Queen Sylvie, and then he was referred to me from Latrice Cole with Kush Comedy Cafe. So I want to thank Queen Sylvie because she was the one who gave me the referral first. So shout out to Queen Sylvie Show, who comes on Tuesday mornings on Fishbowl Radio from 9 a.m. to 11, and that is Central Standard Time, I think, or Eastern Time. You guys will have to check that one out. Also, want to thank again WBDM Media by Design Network for sponsoring the show, and to Coach Danny Bongiorno, Next Level Fitness and Tennis, for sponsoring Conversations with the Diva. All right, Miss Molly, tell us about your company. Why did you start it, and who are your partners?
Well, I started Women with Drive Foundation a little bit ago in Iowa based on my own personal experiences as a former single mother on welfare. 26 years ago, I was going to college. I didn't have a car. And as I graduated and started working to the point where I could afford my own vehicle, I realized that the process breaks down when we've got so many different organizations that help women through training or education to get to the point where they can get a job, but there's no systemic means to have a woman keep her job because transportation is the number one reason welfare work programs fail. And so here in Chicago, we have been lucky enough to combine our efforts with what we call community partners who help us identify women, what we call women in transition. And so currently those partners include the Chicago Women in Trades. They teach women a skill, whether that's carpentry or welding, things of that nature. The Jane Addams Resources Corporation is another organization that helps provide women with different skills for job training. And then we'll be meeting with the Metropolitan YWCA next month. And then we've also got partnerships on the other end of the spectrum with people who are able to help us provide vehicles to get to these women. So one is the National Auto Body Council. Recycled Rides is their nonprofit branch. And then here locally, we have established relationships with the Berwyn Development Corporation, Berwyn suburb of Chicago, but it's really close to the metropolitan area, and that gives us an opportunity to learn how to operate in a suburban model at the same time that we've got processes in the city proper. And then we've also reached out to Grossinger Auto, and they are, again, also they're an auto dealership that helps us with cars. And then we're branching out into some other things that include the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute. So we're just starting some pilot programs, and we're learning a lot. We'll be doing some stuff with the Shared Use Mobility Council here, center rather. And so our purpose is to figure out how to help women move forward. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have a question for you. So
sure.
I know you said there is a difference between, I have a couple of them, between city proper and suburban. But before that, let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about it's a unique program because women, you're not just giving them the everyday nine to five job. You're giving them skill trades that men are doing. So we're not making this where women can't do, like, welding. We know that in most of the industry, it's men. But we also,
right.
A lot of people don't know that some of the first welders were women, and that goes back to the wars.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Rosie the Riveter is definitely an example. And Caress Pouncey is our most recent car recipient, and she was orphaned at the age of 13. And she is not only the first female welder in her shop, but because she has a vehicle, her income automatically doubled the minute we got that car to her. Because what that does for her is a lot of people think that if you live in a big city like Chicago, there's great public transportation, and that's true. But in the case of Press, she's a welder. So right now she's working for Midwest Fence, and one of the jobs that she's on is welding the gates of Wrigley Field. So when that job is over with, she could be assigned any place, and that might not be next to a PA stop. It might be somewhere outside the realm of public transportation. So, and the other thing that takes into account is that, you know, a lot of times autonomous transportation is important because if a woman is working on, let's say, second shift and she's doing a great job and that's accessible by public transportation, and she gets a promotion to maybe first shift, and now her entire schedule is different because maybe the trains don't run at the same time, or now that she'll maybe have to get kids off to school. So there's times when that car is just something that's vital to helping
and
her, not only
cars
work,
cars
but, you know,
are vital too. Cars are vital to everybody. I think that we tend to take it for granted for those people of us who do have cars, but I know in the vocational industry, whether it's welding, you're an engineer, you're a project manager, those jobs have very different hours. You could be at work at 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 1 p.m., and then if you have to work a double and you need to maybe have to go home real quick and get your children, that can be a challenge for you too. So cars we take for granted, and this program really allows the women to be self-sufficient and not have to fall back on welfare, because statistically, welfare can be a repetitive motion, and like you just keep
going
back on. And so that this is allowing women to step up to the plate and actually secure futures for their children.
Agreed. And, you know, I want to mention because you mentioned statistics, and that's very important. If anyone wants to take a look at what we're doing, womenwithdrive.org lists the breakout of the statistics about who we're serving, and so if they wanted to read a little bit more about what we're up to, there's also an opportunity to contact us through the website if you have any questions. That's womenwithdrive.org. We're also out on Twitter and Facebook, so I would definitely invite people to contact us if you have any questions. I would be more than happy to follow up on those questions too.
Okay, and then so tell us about you told us about one person who's graduated from your program and using it. Now, how long has the company been in existence? This goes back to when you were in college, but as a result, you started this. So how long have you had this foundation?
We've actually been in Chicago for 2 years and a little bit over, well, I'd say probably the thing with our programs is that we front-load the process, if that makes sense, because what we do is we go out to these organizations
and we ask them to keep an eye out for people who are ready to move forward. So right now we're still in the middle of our pilot program. We're going to be working with some other organizations. We've got two more cars that are currently being processed, ready to be awarded to different people. So other examples we've had, one woman was one who was escaping an abusive situation, and having that car was something that kept her independent. So, I mean, the organization is very new. So right now we're still gathering data.
Okay.
I don't know if that really helps anymore.
I like the idea where you're giving them a future where income is above the minimum wage, and that's a really good thing. Tell us, we already know your social media, but what does it take to qualify as a woman to get into your program? Or is it open to men, or is this a program strictly for women?
It is open to men. I do want to make sure that the listeners understand that if a man were to qualify for this this opportunity, we absolutely would award a vehicle or work with him. There's a lot of single men out there trying to raise families, and we want to make sure. What we like to say is we celebrate and elevate excellence regardless of gender.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, statistically speaking, women are more represented in poverty. But that's, one person at a time that statistic. But we do not accept applications from individuals directly. It has to be through a referral agency because we stick with this person for 2 years. So it's important that we have management support that comes through an agency. So those agencies can be public or private, so it can be a church group. When we were in Iowa, we worked with Catholic Charities. We also work with the Lutheran Services. We are not faith-based, but we do work with faith-based organizations. So mm-hmm. here in Chicago, it would be something like, if you're someone who's got the qualifications to answer your question, she has to be receiving some sort of public assistance. So whether that's Link or SNAP or WIC or whatever, and that just really basically helps us with a financial hurdle so that she doesn't have to resubmit all of her information to us. So as long as she's got a caseworker who's willing to sign off on her financials, that's fine for us. She does have to be insurable because she's required to pay for the tax, the title, the licensing, and the insurance on the vehicle. So in the case of a car, it gives her some skin in the game. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I have people who are like sending me a message, and one person just asked. So the person, the car is theirs to keep. They just have to be insurable to be able to pay it. Is that correct?
Correct. What we do is we source the vehicle, and then after we award the vehicle, we pay for the cost of repairs for the next 2 years. Because what happens is if I'm a woman who's saving $5 or $20 here and there, and I save up $500, and then my alternator goes, all my savings just got eaten up by my car repair. So what we do is when Caress needs an oil change on this vehicle, as long as she goes to one of our authorized service providers, we pay for that $30 oil change. She learns how to save that $30 because she's working with a financial literacy counselor. And by the time that those 2 years go by, she will be able to emerge from her 2 year journey with us from a position of strength. So that differentiates us from a lot of other organizations out there who are, trying to help women get off welfare. We're trying to stick with them for 2 years so that not only does she have a car, but she's getting the capacity building skills that are going to help her stay independent and thriving after we award the vehicle.
Awesome. So basically you guys are making the welfare to work program more advanced and building a better and stronger society. Molly, before you go, because we're going to transition to Carl and I have to do some commercial break, is there anything that any shout-outs that you wanted to give or anybody or that you want to say hi to, and then go ahead and give your social media contacts one more time.
Sure. We have been one of our media partners here in Chicago is Scene. Scene Chicago, Josh, has been helpful to us in terms of helping get our message out there. We've also been working with Ticks for Cause. They're a national ticket platform that helps if you purchase tickets through their platform. They help not only our nonprofit but other nonprofits. So if you just go down to it's T-I-X, the number 4, Cause, C-A-U-S-E, Ticks for Cause. They're a great organization that's helping us with fundraising because, you know, keeping these cars moving is really central to our success. And so, yeah, if you look for us out on Women Let's Drive on Twitter, it's WWR1, V as in Victor E, and then just search for Women Let's Drive Foundation on Facebook and you'll find us. But we're just starting out. We're doing some really great stuff, and we've got a great team around us, and I'm really looking forward to helping women move forward. It's really exciting. And I really appreciate this opportunity.
And that's Joshua Banks with Scene Chicago, and they can be found on Molly's link for Facebook and my link for Facebook. And if you want to donate and you forget some of the information, you're more than welcome to face message me, and I'll forward the message on to Molly. Molly, thank you for being on this segment. We appreciate you. Keep us updated and post so we'll know how the women are doing. We appreciate your time.
I appreciate the opportunity to share the story. And Carl, good luck. I'm looking forward to hearing your story.
Okay.
All right. Well, Carl, thank you, Molly. Carl, welcome. Tell us what city are you based out of?
I'm based out of Houston, Texas.
What's your favorite football team?
Football team. Oh, no, I'm not really.
Don't be these guys that tell me I just go with it.
Well, I don't really have.
Really?
I'll tell you my favorite food. I'm not really, football is not my thing.
Okay, see, there's a new generation going on here. Let's see what Molly has.
I'm different.
Molly, you were a football team.
Oh, she's still there?
Yes, she is. Molly, do you know a favorite football team?
Do I know the Houston football team?
No, do you have a football team? Do you like football?
Well, the Bears. I have to say the Bears. If I don't say the
Bears,
then
okay, Molly, you can stay on the line. Carl, we're just going to go with you now.
I'll say it's the Texans. Yeah. I say it's the Texans, but I don't watch it. I don't watch it.
See, we have a different generation of men that just don't like football. I must be crazy because I love football. We're gonna give you 5 minutes to go as if you were on stage, and
what?
We're gonna give you about four to five minutes to give us like as if you were on stage. You can stop before that, but you know what? You get that freedom. That's a good thing about conversation.
I'm not even on stage. I'm on telephone.
Okay, funny, man. Yeah, everybody's a comedian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, see,
I got dressed for this.
Did you really? Do you have a suit and tie on?
I got dressed for this. No, I don't wear ties. That's ridiculous. Why would I want something around my neck? But I got dressed. I don't know because I'm weird.
No,
like you can see what I'm wearing. So
you know what? You think it's you probably have a black shirt on and some brown pants and some really nice shoes, and you probably look really handsome.
I got some nice shorts on, one sock, and a T-shirt.
Okay, that's
all my lucky stuff.
I
wore it special just for you. Just for you.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that, and I'm thankful for that. So let's talk about this. I got one for you. All right. Kids are going to college. I saw this on the social media. I don't really get into the news because I basically, if I want to see the news, my job, I can see it any given day. So I'm looking at social media, and the kids are going off to college, and And at the sign for the fraternities, they have drop your daughter off here and your mama too. Let's talk about that.
Drop your daughter off here and your mama too.
Yeah, then what would you do if you were dropping your daughter off, your baby, to a new school, stay on the dorms, and you saw that sign?
Wow, I was like, wow, they already started the jokes kind of early. I wouldn't get offended. I'm like, wow, that's pretty clever. And yeah.
See, I got ahead. My daughter's leaving, and not before I whoop the people who put up the sign, because you know what? I don't need you saying your daughter and your mama too, because you know what? This is a school my child's going to go to. No, I'm whooping. I'm whooping before I leave. I'm getting my money back, and my child's going to a different school. And if she ain't leaving tonight, she can be leaving by being dead because I brought you in, or I'll take you out. You ain't going to that school because I'm not having no baby, okay?
What's so weird about it is some of that's probably actually true. So
what?
The mama go to another class and the daughter go to another one, but not saying that's a bad thing, because the mom is just trying to, you know, better herself.
So you're talking about fraternities and sororities up in here. That's what I'm saying. When I walk up to school and I see my fraternity sign, okay, sorry, daughter, you ain't going. If it was my son, you definitely ain't going, because I know where your hormones are going to be. I'm just saying.
I can understand that.
I would have to have some.
I can understand that.
I said I already gave the sex talk to my kids when they were 2 years old, and I have two boys. And then I gave it to them when they were five. And I turned around and I told them there was no such thing as the birds and the bees, okay? Because the bee and the birds, I just don't work together. Look at their size. Let me tell you the real story.
I never seen them together anyway, huh?
So, I told my kids, you know, let's just be real here to say that. So, tell us, give us a few minutes as if you were on stage.
A few minutes of, really, I just kind of, up on where I'm from. I'm from this area in Houston they call Fifth Ward. It's the northeast side of Houston. And
okay.
It's one of those areas that, let's just say it's not the kind that you tell your kids, hey, let's go to Fifth Ward and hang out and feed the birds or the ducks. They don't have none of that, you know. Just have, just old houses, and trying to find some dogs hanging around now. For some reason, those rundown areas, I always have dogs, you know. I guess it's part of the neighborhood. But,
They're protecting you people. They're saying, hey, here we go.
No, they just don't have no other place to go. But that's why I'm from that little area, and that's one of those areas, if you can make it out of that, you know, you can, like, be on drugs, or you can really find some uplifting about life. So
sounds like they need to call Molly's program. Seriously, you guys need to call Molly over there, because I'm just saying.
We need to what?
You guys need to call Molly's program.
Oh, no, we good. What you was talking about, rides and stuff, you know, we know how to catch the bus. You know, we saw buses everywhere.
In Vegas, you don't catch the bus, okay?
I don't.
I used to catch the bus a lot in L.A., but let me tell you something about the bus. I would have to be calling Molly's program literally and saying I'm going to need a car, okay, because this is not working. Because, see, in Vegas, we have people who come from all over, and those people do not have they have boundary issues. I need you to not swing your hair in my face. I need you to sit down on your seat, and I don't need you touching me and asking me questions that make no sense to anybody except yourself, and I need you to behave yourself. And the people on the buses here, they act like they just come to Vegas and they lose their mind. And, you know, my alter name is Medea. I get really tired of having to take off my shoe to people. So don't let me take my shoe off and whoop you in the name of Jesus. That's what I always say, because, you know, I believe in Jesus.
When I ride the bus, I still ride the bus from time to time just to save gas, because sometimes I get tired of driving. So I always tell myself, I tell other people, don't make eye contact with the people on the bus. As long as you don't make eye, it's almost like being in the zoo, you know. You don't make eye contact with the thing behind that cage, you know.
When you do that, you honor,
it's almost like a homeless person. If you drive in and you make eye contact, now you're obligated to give them money. On the bus,
you're obligated to hold
a conversation. You already know, when you pull up at a corner, you try your best not to look into their eyes because you start feeling guilty.
Because I want to know why you on the corner, what you doing. Because, see, I'm
going to have to
move. Yeah, I really am. Because I pull up to people, either I make three sandwiches before I leave home and three bottles of water, and I bring three bottles of water, no matter what time of year. So in the morning on my way to work, I'm always going to see a homeless person, and I'll hand that to them. They will say, they'll ask you for money. I said, no, I have a bottle of water and a sandwich. If they say no to me, then I know you're really there just trying to make a quick dime. You're not trying to go get a real job. Does that make sense? So, see, I'm not going to give you the sandwich, and I'm going to tell you about yourself, too. Okay, because you need to stop stealing money from people because you're really not out here. Now, if the person takes the water and the sandwich, then I'll say, okay, so what's going on? Why are you here? They tell me their story. Mind you, I used to work probation, so I know if you're lying to me or not, because there's a certain way that your eyes go, everybody, except if you're trained in it. You won't, because you know how I work past it, the unfortunate part. But, and then you know what? I do social services, been doing it for 33 years. I will literally give them contact information, tell them where this shelter is, that shelter. A lot of times they don't know. If I have enough time and I'm not going to be late for work, I'll drop them off at a shelter and check them and help them check them in. No, I'm very different because the thing is, I want people to get help because, see, I'm 51. I need people to be able to help pay into Social Security for when I retire. So that's my ultimate motivation. I'm really sorry about that. But I need you to get a job and help you, because if I'm helping you, then you're going to pay the Social Security. If you're not, then that means I can't. They're going to keep upping their number for Social Security. It's already at 68, and it was at 67 last year. I'm never going to see my Social Security, which I'm paid into. So that's my
reason. It's kind of hard, you know, if you help someone, but it's hard for them to help themselves. No matter how much money you may give them, they'll always find their way right back to having nothing.
No, so, I will not give people money on the street, not unless I really feel like it's something and I can get that intuition that I do. You know, no, I don't give money. And if people ask me for money, I'm like, you know what, you can have food. And if I'm by a Jack in the Box, I'll say, you want a Jack in the Box, Burger King. If they tell me, I have had many homeless people, or what I found out, they weren't homeless, they tell me I don't do those, I need Subway, I'm a salty eater, then you know what, then you need to stop this. Because, see, I'm really into, I'm a social worker, and I know you need to stop this out. So,
That's a big thing around here.
Go ahead.
I say that's a big thing around here. The homeless just kind of took over the place.
Yeah, I mean, you know what the thing is the way the economy has went. A lot of people, and Molly can probably attest to this, it's really hard to pick yourself back up without organizations or people who are there to help you. Because about 85% of the people homeless don't want to be homeless, but there's a hopelessness, wouldn't you say, Molly?
Absolutely. And the thing is that we're hoping to reach, you know, the kids that don't. I love the quote from Maya Angelou that says, "When you know better, you do better." So if you don't know what you don't know, how can you know what you don't know what? You know, so we're hoping to find the women who are ready to move forward so that their kids have this example of a parent who has taken ownership of her choice and is moving forward. But, I mean, I definitely can see where you feel if you're going to be in this, you know, you're living. I walk down Michigan Avenue and I see moms with their babies under blankets in doorways, and it breaks my heart. And it can be real scary. So you want to do what you can and help people help themselves. Anyway, I'm
going to
go back on you.
No problems. You're so sweet. I think it's, and I know it's very hard, and maybe we didn't get to this topic, and I know it's hard for people to want to help others, but we have to remember that long before WIC, SNAP, social services, is that people, the community took care of each other. because of the generational gaps in a lot of the social media, cell phones, laptops, computers, I mean, anything like that, it makes it really hard for people to communicate. So we're sort of kind of lost in that way. I mean, I'm pretty one of those people who, that's why I have a hard time dating anybody, because I really believe that if you want to date me, you're going to get your butt on the phone. You're not going to be up there texting me 50 times, because I get annoyed by it. And I'm just going to, at some point, thinking, I'm going to ignore you because I don't have time for that. I don't have time to message somebody that I'm interested in. I want to talk to you. I want to hear your voice.
See,
and I know
people,
a lot of people, even grown adults who are older than me, prefer the text messaging because we've lost that sensitivity in contact. I can hear when I'm talking to people. I can hear your voice if you're annoyed with me, so I know to get off the phone. But if it's a text message, and even people just drop off like a text, like, oh, I was supposed to know you dropped off. What happened? Okay. Well, bye. That's annoying. I'm sorry. That's just annoying.
This is the lazy generation. Lazy, simple.
And I'm like, no. And I always, even if I text somebody, I say, okay, thanks. Is that all? Or goodbye. Let me know if you need anything else. I end it, but people just like, I'm like, geez, I, one of my friends said, I need to learn to be technical savvy so I can date. And I said, no, they need to learn to be old fashioned and get up and learn to dial the phone. Because your fingers are not dialing like AT&T used to say, or Ma Bell, one of those. See, I'm dating myself too. It looks real old. Yeah, I'm real old.
Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
and they're done.
You call the phone, call the people. You know, I just figure it that way. Carl, what do you have upcoming for yourself? What's coming up?
This weekend I have a show that I'm doing for this organization. What is the name of it? It's for a good cause. It's for young people. I'm trying to see the name of it. I want to get it incorrect. I want to get the right name. Inspiration.
More for young people.
Ignition. Inspiration. Yes, it's helping young people find their talents, find something out of life to lift them up and give them something to look forward to instead of just getting themselves involved in something negative. So we're putting a bunch of people together with poetry, music, and artwork, and then I bring the comedy and this project Row House. You know, I volunteered for the project to be a part of some of the talent. It's for a good cause.
Would you post project on
my page? Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I can do that. And
that would be great.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I kind of do a lot of stuff like that, you know. Of course, I do photography, and I kind of find myself falling into situations that I didn't plan, but right place at the right time, right?
And I think Molly would agree with that. 26 years ago, she didn't plan to be a single mom, but she took what she knew then and went to college, and then went on and now she's helping people. So I believe that we're meant to be in a certain place at a certain time.
Yeah.
I like when I see comedians or just people in general. You go outside of your scope, what we call the scope of practice of comedian or whatever, and you're actually helping other people and giving back, because that's when people. Because there may be that person that thinks, hey, you know what, I think I really want to be a comedian, but I'm not for sure, and you're volunteering your time to help them. And when you volunteer, you're giving, you're not getting, it's not about you, it's for that person. What you get in your heart is warmth. And if anybody volunteers and they don't get warmth, I'm just going to say that you just like the Ice Princess or Mr. Ice Princess, because that's just wrong. Because giving helps other people, but it makes you feel good about yourself. So I'm really impressed with you, Carl, with that.
To kind of piggyback on what you just said, I had a situation. I have an aunt that's partially deaf, and she put things together for, you know, the deaf and blind people to where they can socialize. You know, she did probably once so many months. And she asked me to go to this talent competition where all the deaf and blind people was kind of doing their little thing on stage. And for some reason, she told one of the people that I was a comic. I was just there to watch. And so they asked me to go on stage, and, you know, it was hard for me to say no. So I took the floor, and I gave a little performance. You know, I just gave them a little story. They all laughed. And at that one moment, I actually had people to come up to me and said they really enjoyed what I had to say. And that right there really touched me, and it made me feel good to know that I lifted some people up, you know. And that wasn't planned. It's one of those things that you just show up right place at the right time, you know.
And you know what? It's funny because Molly and I got connected through Joshua Banks from Scene Chicago, and tonight I was like, God, you need to help the radio station Blog Talk, because the last time Molly was supposed to be on here, we had technical difficulties. That lady's going to think we don't like her. So we need this to work. And I was like quickly working and doing what I needed to do. And the little Blog Talk screen keeps popping up. There's an internet problem, but I'm like, okay, you know what? We're past that. You guys, we're going to get these people on the show. So I always believe it's the right time and the right moment, because when people go
everything
back.
Everything happens for a reason.
To hear this radio show. Yeah, everything does happen for a reason. You're right.
Yeah, and that's one thing. A lot of people find the negative within that. You know, oh, why me? And I'm like, why not you? And from that point, you find what's positive about it. It makes you stronger. When things go wrong, you find the positive in it, and you become stronger with it, you know?
Exactly.
People always ask me, did you have a bad day at work? I never have a bad day, because each day I wake up is something new. So I don't have bad days. Bad days is a state of mind. Don't get me wrong, if you get hit by a train, that's one thing. But if you still here to tell the story, it wasn't that bad, you know?
That's
just my way of looking at things. So, I'm one of those.
That's you know what? And that's funny you mention it, because tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're having Ken Hutchison, who is Mr. Positive. He actually has a movement that he has. It's what's positive, good moment, good moment, good moment, what's positive, what's positive, what's positive, is what he says. So he's on tomorrow morning, along with Roland Campa, another comedian. Carl, where can we find you on social media? What are your social media links?
Oh, you could just type in Carl Hunter on Facebook, and you'll see a picture of me.
Right.
It's a person that looks just like me. But it's another thing that it's something that I'm working on, and should be all completed on September 11th. I'm opening up my own little comedy spot over there in the Fifth Ward area. It's going to be CJ's comedy spot. And you can go to my page, and I'll give the updates on all the details. We're still working on it, but September 11th is the day. It's the spot where comics can come there and do their thing, and I'm trying to put it together. And it's the first time for me to do my own little thing. It's one of those things, someone offered it to me, and things just come my way. And I just kind of, I think it's a sign. So I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling good about it.
All right. Well, thank you, Carl, for coming on. And we want to thank Carl for reaching out and Queen Sylvia for giving us the referral from Fishbowl Radio. She's on Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and that is, I think, Central Standard Eastern Time. She is a great friend, and I really love her. Thank you to Danny Bongiorno, Next Level Tennis and Fitness. You can reach him at 702-303-3765. Now, I'm going to tell you people, Danny Bongiorno, he's going to be 50 in September, but this man looks like he's not even a day over 32. He is one of the fittest coaches I have ever met. If anybody knows about football and college ball, that they have what they call the Columbine. And the Columbine is where you have to bench press so much, my press, any of those guys. So I am trained by the best of the best, and I am a little warrior princess, as he calls me. I can bench press probably between 185 to 225. I think when I get to 250, I need his help, so I'm going to fall on my neck.
Well, you're better than me. I'm pretty sure. You're better than me. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I can walk.
I love it. But you know what?
I'm a good walker.
You guys, Exercise is one of the most awesome things that you can do for yourself. Whether you sit in a jacuzzi, I have one of my exercises that I do once a week, and sit in a jacuzzi and do 30 minutes of bicycling, and along with water push-ups and water sit-ups and water squats. It's a great exercise. It stretches your muscles. It resets your muscles.
How do you do that in a jacuzzi?
Oh, you know what?
Bicycle in a jacuzzi.
You sit down on the second step of jacuzzi. I think all jacuzzis have three steps. And then you actually bicycle. And you need to do 500 revolutions. That means your legs need to, you need to count 500 as your legs go.
Oh.
One, two. And that's about 10 minutes. And then you do water squats, which is like just like you're doing squats with the ball. And you go down for another 200. Yeah. And you'll be sweating so much in the jacuzzi because it's heat. It's like doing hot yoga, but in jacuzzi. And it actually helps reset your muscles from working out. So there's a good water workout. And that really boosts your metabolism, too. I mean, that is
get your heart beating.
Yep, it is. It's a great exercise. I want to thank everybody, Molly, Carl, for coming on. Molly, we're praying for your program. I know it's going to be a great success. And you guys keep us up tuned with what you guys have. Remember, your life is worthy of many things. Live your passion like Molly's doing, like Carl's doing, and you will be successful. When you're not doing what you want to do, then your life is not. You may be in a job right now that you don't like, but that does not mean that you have to stay in that job. You need to manage your priorities. You need to take action and set a plan. And if you need help, call me, let me know, and go to my www.SabrinaTheDiva. Send me a message, and I'd be happy to help you with that. It is a wonderful Thursday evening. It is actually time for me to go in the pool and swim and do the jacuzzi. Love you guys. Thank you, Molly. Thank you, Carl. You guys have a wonderful evening. I'm choosing a city, and this city I'm choosing is Dallas. Dallas Cowboys, I'm going to need you to win this week for preseason. Because I really will be down there if you don't win this time. Because I'm not having any more falling on the floor and spasms because you guys just can't get it together. So I will be down there if you can't, for practice next week, and I will be penalizing people. See, if I was a football coach and I my team lost, see, we'd be taking away a lot of those salaries and deducting. People would be losing on my team.
Oh.
So Dallas, we need you to get with it, okay? Because I'm really hot and bothered. Let's work it, because we almost had it last year, you guys. So let's just go on. And this is Good Night from Conversations with the Diva. It's been a great evening. Thank you to Molly. Thank you to Carl for being our guest. You guys have a wonderful night, and we will see you tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. Good night, everybody.
Hey, good night.
Bye.
Thank you. Hi, Molly.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.